Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to Conversation with Karen, and this is Dr. Karen L. Donald with a special show just for you. Good morning. It's a great Monday morning here in the Detroit area. So happy to be here. So blessed to have you on our show. This is a special show for us, and it's a different day, a new time. We're filling some things out on today, and we were going to be doing another topic. We were going to do another day, and I have someone special that I wanted to feature today and make sure that we're getting the word out today for her on what she's doing. She's such a special friend, so I want to talk about having her. You all know, you've seen it all over my social networking, Coach Christy Primmer. I'm so glad to have her. So we're going to be doing the big thing with her. So, of course, we always have the best topics. We have the best way for you to start your week. I was texting her earlier, and I said, this is the best way to start your Monday. For everyone who's out there on a Monday morning and you're listening, or any day that you're listening to us, just begin to affirm that this is your best day ever, and go ahead and make it happen. But especially on Monday, so many people start off thinking everything is going to be negative, but the exact way that you wake up in the morning and your attitude will set your day. So we are going to get ready to be ready. I want to remind you that you can follow me to keep up with what's happening at Dr.Karen on Facebook. That's Dr.Karen. I always tell people you have to put that dot on to find me. And you can also follow me on Karen L. Donald. That's middle initial L, Karen L. Donald, on Twitter and Instagram. I've been posting some wonderful videos. We have some great followers. I want to thank everyone who has a part of that network. Keep up with us. Find out what's going on. And I promise you in the next week or so, we're going to have some idea of where we're going to go and what time. I have so many wonderful people coming on board that want to be sponsors. And I want to give everybody the best opportunity to hear live. I think while people are at work in the morning at lunch has really been very popular. And then we have a great archive audience of people who listen to me, and they listen to even older shows all through the year. And so if you're interested in also wanting to be a sponsor, you can notify me on Facebook, or you can email me at CoachKarenD@gmail.com, CoachKarenD@gmail.com, and one of our team members will be happy to get the information to you, and then I'll talk to you as well. One of my biggest seminars that I love that came behind my own personal statement, I always say you are the best at being you. You are the best at being you. Who else can be you? We're always looking possibly to be able to maybe mimic some areas of great leaders, great people that we appreciate. We can grab some ideas and some thoughts, but you were born for a destiny. You're here for a reason. You're here for a purpose in life. And so you're the best at being you, and you're here for a wonderful reason that you have to discover. So the question would be, what are you doing to build your world, and what are you really expecting for your life? Because we dream and we want, but are you really expecting it? Are you looking? And I was listening to a take with someone that I love that has now gone on to be with God, Dr. Joe Dwyer, and he had in one of his sessions that he kept seeing this poster that said something like, I really can't accomplish anything that I don't expect to have. And I thought that was really, really great thought and really, really important, because what can I look forward to having if I don't expect to have it? And that's real, real big. So my girlfriend, Coach Christy, is doing an awesome, awesome workshop coming up. A lot of people from Detroit are registering. They're going to have it up in beautiful Toronto, I believe, and we're talking about building your empire. Have you ever seen us with an empire? Had you ever even considered yourself having an empire? And if not, why not? Whoever you are, you deserve to have that empire. So I want to take time now to introduce my friend. And Coach Christy is an awesome business coach, author, business mogul. And what I really, really appreciate about her the most, she is a woman of faith. And she's here with me today to She's here with me today to discuss the upcoming program that she has, her wonderful project, and to give us some great topics. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am doing fantastic. Karen, how are you doing?
I'm good. I am great, and I'm telling you, being able to have you on today is so awesome. You heard me say, I texted you and said this is the great way to start the week. I was just thinking about this all weekend, and I'm really, really excited and so blessed to have you on today. I want to make sure you have some great things coming up. You're just what we used to say, our dad used to say, the cat's meow. You're doing your thing. And I so appreciate you. That was my dad that said that, so I don't want everyone to know that I have found a few new words, but he said that. But tell us what you're doing. Tell us what you have going on that you want to let our guests know about that I will, of course, have you speak about more than once. And then we're going to move on to you giving us some great tips. Building your empire, Christy, that is something that is such a phenomenal word, because most people don't even look at themselves having a smaller vision, let alone an empire in their life.
Yeah, and I think, you know, more and more men and women are realizing that it's up to us to create our own version of success. Some of us want a huge empire, and some of us are just learning that it's a possibility. And I think my event, Build Your Empire 2016, will be debuting in Toronto this October. And I think the most important factor for people listening is to know that we are in charge of our results, and we can do whatever we set our mind to, and we can have whatever it is that we want in life. We can serve, we can make an impact, and we can make a lot of money.
That's wonderful. We are in charge of our results. That's a good statement for everyone's day. We are in charge of that. And I want everybody that's listening to have your pen and paper, because you don't want to have an opportunity to have those lists that you are able to listen and hear great things and wonderful things for your life. So, Coach Christy, at any point you want to talk about the event that you can. We have listeners that are starting to tune in by way of web and everybody. Good morning. Good morning to everybody. The conversation with Karen. Offer us your information that you want to have us to understand about being in charge of our results.
Yeah, definitely. So what I mean by that, and what I really find in my private practice and in my coaching practice, is too often we don't show up 100% when we're doing something or trying to achieve something in our lives, because it's safer to not go all in. It's safer to be complacent. It's safer to not set ourselves up for potential failure or to take those risks. But what I tell people is that's actually the most unsafe thing you could do for yourself and for your life. We are here for a reason. God has plans for our lives that we can't even imagine. And we have to get into the driver's seat of our own lives, and we have to put ourselves out there and take those risks and strive to be the best versions of ourselves. Along the way, we will have ups and downs. That's part of our process. That's where we grow, sift, and mature and become a better version of us. And I think too often people forget that it's an accumulation of small activities that lead to these big achievements and building your empire and having the things that you want to have in your life so you can live the life that you want. And I think, you know, honestly, Coach Karen, when we get serious and we take responsibility, we stop blaming people. We stop sabotaging ourselves. We really have to toe the line. We have to make things work, because it's a non-negotiable. Success has to be whatever it is for you, it has to be a non-negotiable.
That's really, really good. I'm taking down my own notes, and you know, one thing that you and I have spoken, have had a conversation about, is just really, I love that what you said. Don't show, if you don't show up 100%, and you don't believe in yourself 100%, you can't really expect someone else to believe in you 100%.
That's right, and I feel that's in our relationships, that's in our parenting, that's in our business associations, it's in our work with our clients, it's in the churches, it's wherever you go in life. If you are not showing up 100%, especially on the days that you don't feel like it, then you will not reach the results that you're aiming for. You will not have the health and wealth and happiness that you are striving for.
That's important. That is big. And like you said, it is safe. A lot of people don't realize that they're keeping themselves within a comfort zone that they didn't have to be in because it's safer for someone not to see you. I was talking to someone the other day, and she was saying she has the potential probably to be just such – not probably. She is a great person within a system of – abused women, and she's been on television a lot actually in the Michigan area, and people have been saying she's actually someone that has a story that went back from when she was a little girl, and the news covered her, and then they're covering her now as an adult. But when she walks into certain situations, she's saying she's having a hard time doing it. She's fearful because when she walks in, they're treating her like the abused woman who was the little girl that was on television. And I was telling her, you have to show up as you know that you are. You have to show up as the woman that you know that you are now, that's empowered, inspired, and the survivor that is being covered on the news and newspapers and magazines. Because, Christy, what I was telling them, as long as you show up in your past, if that's what you're bringing with you, if that's the space that you're walking in, people will treat you that way. And I told her, if they don't appreciate you in your new area, then they're not the people that's celebrating you. You have to move on. But you're not that little girl anymore. And she's living a whole different life outside of her personal. This is family. This is church. This is people that know her personally, not her professional association.
Yeah. And I think, you know, just to add to that, if I may, I think when that's a great example, and I think when we decide how we want to treat ourselves and we set the tone for how we will, you know, behave and act and talk and walk and all those things, then we teach other people around us how to treat us. And that's part of the venue of my event is going to be high VIP connections, high energy, connecting with influential, like-minded people, but really showing up as the business leader that you want to be perceived as. And I think we need to do this in our lives personally and professionally and consistently. So that's a great example that you shared. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to turn it over to you. And, of course, we're talking about so much, but that stuck with me because I told her, you know, part of my story is – my story has so much to it, and I have to remember that I'm writing books. I have a book out. You know, I am not that person, but people will see me in certain situations that have known me for years. And I told her I used to walk into the places that was most important to me, and people I knew were still treating me like the girl that was on drugs and alcohol when I was young, the one who had pimps in her life and things were going on. Then I had two children by myself. And, you know, I could tell their interaction with me was that they saw me and they tried to put me on a low place. And I had to remember, I'm sharing my story around the world. I traveled to two countries. I'm other than, you know, United States, now four. I'm out here, people know me. They understand who I am. I've had years of certifications, licenses, now doctorate that I've been honored with, and people will keep you in a space. And I've told them, if you have any misunderstanding about where I've come, I do have a wonderful book that you can purchase on Amazon and read the story. But that's not who I am anymore. So tell us about your event and go on and take a few minutes of sharing what you would like for the audience to know today and how they can be a part of what you're doing.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, so this event, Build Your Empire 2016, happening in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. I've got people flying in from Switzerland. We've got people from Michigan, all over Canada, different parts of the states. It's going to be high, high energy. It's for people that are actually looking for an event, one singular event, an opportunity to transform their business, sales, and bank accounts. So I've got five best-selling authors, myself included, in the lineup. I've got a gentleman named Caleb Maddox being my headlining keynote. He is 14 years old, on his way to be a millionaire by age 16. He's been voted top 20 motivational, in the top 20 motivational people of the world. I've got Jen Scalia coming. She's an online visibility queen. Matt Maddox is going to be bringing the heat, teaching us how we can have our health and wealth. We can have it all without losing our families. And I've got Melissa Moniche coming to talk about sales and branding. And I think this is a one-stop shop. There is a VIP, so the VIP private dining experience to network and mingle with the speakers and with other attendees is Friday, October 28th. Again, that'll be at the Azir restaurant. We'll have a private dining room there in Toronto. And the conference is Saturday, October 29th. And it's at the Metro Toronto Convention Center. So very beautiful venues. We're going to have great people, great food, great networking. And I think the most important thing when I was designing this event, as you know, Coach Karen, I have spoken. I have traveled internationally. I speak. I love speaking. I've attended hundreds and hundreds of conferences. But one thing that always stands out is you walk away with a few business cards, and that's about it. My event has been designed to establish connections. People are going to be connecting on a different level. It's going to be an experience like no other. I have designed, as the host, I have designed networking opportunities in between the speakers. We're going to really pump up the energy and get people excited about transforming their businesses, get people engaged in bringing more impact into the world, showing up as themselves, and really owning their ability to build their own personal empire. So again, that's October 29th, the conference. It's happening in Toronto. They can find information on my website, primetimecs.com/buildyourempire. There's all kinds of information there and an opportunity to register and purchase tickets. But most importantly, if you are listening and you have been feeling stuck, frustrated, or ready for more growth, this is the event that's going to change your life and your business, guaranteed.
And it's Build Your Empire. That is so important. Now, people are on the air now listening. People will listen later. And I want them to know that if, in fact, you're listening to this, don't count yourself out. Don't count yourself out. And I just want to say good morning to people. People are texting me, Coach Christy, saying it's a wonderful, wonderful show. I want to say good morning to a childhood friend. She's an administrator here at the Detroit Medical Center. She's listening, Antoinette, and different people that are on. I want to say good morning to Cincinnati is on the call. And we have someone also down in Florida. So people are texting me, telling me they're on, and they're really, really listening to what you're saying. How do people not count themselves out from the very beginning? People have listened to what you're saying, and they're going, oh, well, this isn't the conference for me because there's a 14-year-old who's slated to be a millionaire by the time he's 16, and I'm already 50. What am I going to do with that? And then also you're talking about building wealth and building an empire. When people start talking about building wealth and prosperity, a lot of people get afraid and they step back because they feel that they're not there. So how do you include a person that feels that they're not even there? How do you make them understand that's why we're having this?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think two things. I want to address, firstly, the age of Caleb Maddox being 14. He is living proof that you could be 12, you can be 65, you can build your empire no matter what your age is. Age is just a number. I think a lot of times when people feel like they're not there or they're, you know, seeing things happen for their best friend or for people that they know, but it doesn't feel like it's happening for them, they need to get out of the pity party and say, I can do it. I am going to use the resources that I have. I am going to reach out to a mentor. I am going to really get clear on my vision and what I want my life to look like, and I'm not going to make any excuses. If it can happen for him or her, it can happen for me too. Why not me? And I think when we shift and reframe our thoughts, it's of more value and service for our own selves to really get ourselves motivated and inspired that no matter what our story or no matter what our situation is right now, it will change. Here's the secret. You got to love yourself. You got to leverage your strengths, and you've got to show up.
Wow. Let's repeat that. We're going to write that down. You want to love yourself.
You want to love yourself. You want to leverage your strengths, and you want to show up.
Right, and leverage your strength. Let's talk about that for a few minutes, since we have a few minutes. I'm going to pull out everything you have today on Monday morning. Being able to leverage your strength.
I love this. For the last almost two decades, I guess it would be, since I've been doing work in social services, I've been realizing that so many people focus on what they're not good at, what they can't really do, or what they don't feel they're effective in doing. And what I tell them is your self-awareness is your ticket to success, because let's focus on what you're really good at and let's leverage your personality. Let's leverage those strengths. Let's stop fixating on what's not working and what maybe you aren't the best at, and let's really hone in on what you are great at and let's use that to your advantage. Too often we get focused on what we want to improve, and we need to, we have to be aware of that as well. But what I'm saying is if we can really tune into the things that we enjoy doing and that we're really amazing at and leverage that to work for us, we shift our mindset, we shift the energy, and we're able to feel that sense of accomplishment at a greater level because we're leveraging the strengths, our personality, and the pieces of ourselves that are really fantastic that will take us to where we want to go.
And that's really good. And, you know, when I was listening to you say that, I'm thinking there are so many people that we've accomplished many things based upon who we are, like going back to saying be the best at being you is what I started off with. And a lot of times, if we don't find ourselves, if I'm continually comparing myself to your strength and not to my strength, I would not get what is out there and promised for me. I won't even appreciate the people and the environment that has been set up for me by God to accomplish. And so what that means is I don't appreciate my strengths, then when I get around Coach Christie or I get around all the different people that I may see in my eyes as being so much farther advanced, why would she want to talk to me? It'll start being a negative thing instead of understanding that these people were placed around me in my network to help me grow, and our experiences helps us to be better. And so we're watching television and we're seeing ex-prisoners who are now international motivational speakers because one person heard them, then that's really, really sometimes all it takes. But leveraging your strength, that is really, really, I see that being something that everyone needs to work on now as you're listening to this show. Some people are going to listen to this show today on September 12th. Some people are not going to listen to it until the end of the year, but what Coach Christie has just said is so important, and we are able to be in charge of our results. We are in charge of our results. So you said to love yourself, and I know you're loving yourself to even care and want to move forward. Leverage your strengths, your own abilities, and then you said show up.
Yes.
Show up, meaning get out there and do what you're supposed to do?
Yeah, show up as you every day, all day long, and really do the work. And I, when I say show up, and a lot of coaches are saying it, we see it online every day. But
mm-hmm.
when I say that, what I'm telling people is what I tell myself. There will be ups and downs in life. You will have days you don't want to, you know, I don't have days I don't want to get out of bed, but some people have days they don't want to get out of bed. Some people maybe aren't eating healthy. They're not hanging out with good people. Their mind's a little, you know, there's some toxicity going on there. Show up anyway. Commit to you. Commit to your results. Invest in yourself. I think, you know, 2016, we're closing off the last quarter of the year, and we've got to make a commitment that we're going to show up now. We're not going to wait till January 1st to make a resolution. We're not going to wait until we win the lottery. We're not going to sit back and complain that people are lucky. We're going to dive in and get, after we're clear on what we want, dive in, show up, get dressed, impress yourself, do the work, commit every single day to doing something that will take you forward. So when I say show up, I mean really get serious about living a life you want to wake up to.
Absolutely, and that's great, because you are right. Everyone's saying show up, and the way that you just described it is just what it means. Get up out the bed, what we said earlier before we started the show. Get up, be an expectation of everything this day can offer you, and even further, because we don't know what is we don't know what is destined for us today, but truly waking up is the most important part of your day. It means you do have something else you're supposed to do. So we have a few minutes. I want to tell everyone that Coach Christie's information is also on our show site. You'll see it, the card and the information. Tell them how they can follow you again and find the information on your website and how to contact you, so we can make sure that when people are listening to this, they can go on and get started. And we're going to be airing this show quite a few times leading up to your event.
Well, first off, thank you so much, Coach Karen, for having me on. I really, really appreciate it. People can find me all over social at Christy Primmer. I'm more active on my Facebook than anywhere else. I love Facebook. But I am on Twitter, and I am on Instagram, LinkedIn. Here's the thing. My website's got all the information, primetimecs.com. Build Your Empire is right there. You can click on it if you want to go right to the page. It's my website, /Build Your Empire. Most importantly, reach out. Let me know what you're doing for yourself, for your business, for your life, because we have to get serious about what we want to do as far as impacting the world. We're here. We woke up today because God has a plan for us. We have to choose faith over fear every single day, sometimes five times a day, and we have to commit to doing the things that we want to do and living the life that we want to live. And I know for me, and probably for most people listening, that involves having time freedom, financial freedom, most importantly, my health, my mental health and emotional wellness, physical health. I think it's time that we start taking responsibility for our lives. And at my event, Build Your Empire, that's what it's all about. It's getting like-minded, influential people together, business professionals, entrepreneurs that are showing up, that are ready and hungry for more. They want to transform their lives. They want to come and see Caleb Maddox. Yes, some people are listening and they're saying, Caleb's 14. What can he teach me? I'll tell you right now that he will blow the audience's mind. We are talking
I'm sure
about
he...
a cool. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I just want to tell people that, Christy, we're down to 30 more seconds. And I want to make sure that people know that if you're listening now live, we're going to go off. You can listen to the archive. To listen to the rest, we're going to keep going so she can describe to us what's going on. We say God bless you and thank you for taking time out of your morning to be with us. And this is Dr. Karen and Coach Christy saying we just love you and appreciate you. So keep on going. We're going to stay on just while you're describing the conference.
Thank you so much, and thank you to the listeners. Yeah, I just wanted to wrap up with Caleb being the headlining keynote. I chose him because he's full of energy. He's full of practical strategies. He's got his own successful companies. He is the epitome of what youth need to look up to. He is 14 years old, and he is building his empire. If that doesn't inspire you to be more, do more, have more, I don't know what will. I am looking forward to meeting all of the men and women that are attending. I am so grateful to connect with new people. Reach out to me online if you have questions, not only about my event, Build Your Empire, but about living a better life. If you are looking for motivation, follow me on social. And honestly, you know what, Coach Karen, I'm just so grateful that people like you are in my social network because we need to be around uplifting, inspiring, action-taking kinds of people. That's a mandatory for me. That's my personal life policy, is to hang out with amazing and awesome people. So thank you.
Oh, and thank you, and that means a lot to me. And I want to say to those who are staying on your listening to what we always like to call the Conversation with Karen After Show, and that's one of my friends who came up with that, Mr. John McClung, which you know, Coach Christy, we were laughing that we are now after the show. If you have tuned in late, I know some people, when you're listening by way of phone and not web, you may be able to hear more, which is great. If you came on later and you want to hear the entire show, in less than 10 minutes, you'll actually be able to archive and listen to the show through the way of the web, and you can find the information on my Conversation with Karen link, the link that you followed, to come on to the show. This is really exciting. I want everyone to check out the event that's going on in Toronto. If you are to be there, you are to be there. Do not feel that you have to be in a place that you don't deserve it, because you do deserve it. Like Coach Christy said, you are supposed to get up and do the best for you, invest in yourself. And the three things that we'll end with, that I'll end with, that she said that was so powerful: love yourself, leverage your strengths, and show up. And showing up is just getting out there and having your mind made up that you are, what I say, the best at being you. Thank you so much, Coach Christy, for taking your time out with us. I know that you have a busy day already scheduled, and I just appreciate you so much, and we're looking forward to your success in this event.
Thank you so much, Coach Karen. Have a blessed day.
Okay, you as well. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Conversation with Karen. This is your host. I am Karen, Dr. Karen L. Donald. And be sure to follow me at Dr.Karen on Facebook, Karen L. Donald on Twitter and Instagram. And the best of the best are always showing up for Conversation with Karen. And we want to just thank again my friend and a wonderful woman of faith and knowledge and a business mogul, Coach Christy. Be sure that you look up her information at for Coach Christy Primer. She has books. She has CDs. She's a motivational, and I just love her so much. Thank you again. Have a blessed week. Have a wonderful Monday. Make it matter, and we'll see you next week. Thank you.